On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, they're more than a covered entrance to a building. They're the very epicenter of rural life, welcoming, nurturing, and safe places tailor-made for socializing, courting, picking, or just sitting around and watching the world go by. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of Dale Ann Bradley, John Hartford, Lurie Cordell, and Old School Freight Train, we'll be celebrating porches. Coming up this, I'm going to sit on the porch and pick on my old guitar edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Lou Reed and Carolina will get this program jetting along with a gospel song, although many argue that all porch songs are sacred since they're such holy-like places. From their Sounds Like Heaven to Me outing, this is God's Front Porch.
I bet on God's front porch there's an old yellow dog laying there in the shade, sawing logs. And on God's front porch, there's a handmade rocking chair. Time just slips away, rocking there. Can't you see God there talking to his son? Telling him he's proud of the job that he's done. On God's front porch, everybody's welcome. The door is always open and the light is always on. On God's front porch, there's a cool breeze a-blowing and a peaceful feeling knowing that you're finally home. I can't say for sure that's how it's gonna be, but it sure sounds like heaven to me. Look across the fields, see the cattle on a thousand hills. No doubt there'll be times in that old porch swing you'll hear a banjo and guitar ring. There's children and there's family and friends, music and laughter, the good times never end. On God's front porch, everybody's welcome. The door is always open and the light is always on. On God's front porch, there's a cool breeze a-blowing and a peaceful feeling knowing that you're finally home. I can't say for sure that's how it's gonna be, but it sure sounds like heaven to me. You're finally home. I can't say for sure that's how it's gonna be. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But it sure sounds like heaven to me. Sure sounds like heaven to me.
Thank you. Norman Blake picking one of his early originals, the Richland Avenue Front Porch Woodpile Rag, from his unforgettable Rounder debut, Home in Sulphur Springs. Norman lived on Richland Avenue in Nashville for a time back in the 70s. Don't ask me how I know. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, where we'll be engaging in one of Bluegrassland's favorite pastimes, sitting on the front porch and observing the myriad of essential bluegrassical activities that take place there. Some, like Blue Moonshine, suggest that a front porch is all you really need in life. Well, as long as she's with you on that porch swing.
Maybe that's the reason why I'm drawn to you. I don't know how you make me feel so high, but maybe you're the reason why I ain't been blue in so long. I ain't been blue in so long. And if you're willing, we could settle down, find a little place up in the mountains. Surrounded by wildflowers in the springtime. Oh, surrounded by wildflowers in the springtime. Ain't it funny how dreams come true? Oh, little by little, just by staying true. We don't need big cars or fancy things. If you'll sit with me in our front porch sway. In our front porch. I swore that day that I would make you mine. What my daddy told me, I can't forget it. Oh, what my daddy told me, I can't forget it. He said, now son, before you make up your mind, let me let you in on a little secret. To be young and single, I would give any price. So be careful what you wish for, just might get it. Careful what you wish for, just might get it. So ain't it funny how dreams come true? Oh, little by little, just by staying true to you. We don't need big cars or fancy things. If you'll sit with me in our front porch sway. In our front porch sway.
Front porch looks right at your back porch. At the side of your house sits my car. Your laundry hangs there by my window, in the sun that shines down in our yard. When I come home, I see you a-leaving. When I'm leaving, you're just pulling in. At times I could reach out and touch you, but I'm not even sure of your name. saw you last round about midnight. From the front porch you seemed so carefree, like you never could ever be happy to live in the country with me. Hunting for riches, of fortune and fame I had heard. But too long I've stared at your back porch, and now I'm a slave to your world. When the hair on my head turns to silver, my feet and my hands old and sore, I'll prop my old chair on the front porch and gaze at your old kitchen door.
John Hartford sounding like a man with a big problem and a vivid imagination in Front Porch, recorded by John in 1966 with none other than Jerry Reed on guitar. You'll find that most expeditiously these days on a Raven compilation entitled Life, Love, and Music. If you think Southern Nights are not your thing, come spend one with me on my old porch swing. With the cool, calming breeze, the motion and sway, sip on some tea, and you'll never have a bad day.
About when I was small, I used to laugh at most anything. I laughed at anything at all. For I had fun most every day. Days I don't recall. And then I got a little older, and the world came crashing down on me. And everything got harder. It got so I could supposed to be. Thank you. sitting on my porch swing, thinking about when I was small. I used to laugh at most anything. I laughed at anything.
Old School Freight Train, punctuating the preventative, curative, and restorative powers of the mighty Porch Swing. That was Porch Swing from the group's Live in Ashland CD. The Hamilton County Bluegrass Band will take us all the way through our forthcoming break with their instrumental musings on the subject. This is Front Porch Swing, swiped from their These Old Hands project. And we'll continue extolling the virtues of High Lonesome Porchdom with Julie Kerr, Robert Earl Keen, and Dale Ann Bradley immediately upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still basking in the serenity and glory of front porches. When you think about it, a front porch is your home's face. It's what everyone sees whenever they pass by, and it greets your friends and neighbors before you do. There's something special and hallowed about them. Dale Ann Bradley bears all on the title track to her Pinecastle CD, Old Southern Porches.
They're a harbor for flower pots, old folks and sleepy dogs, sandals and wooden swings. They're known for their shade and their ice cold lemonade and morning glory vines and wire screens. They keep the world from running right up to our front door. They're a place where time doesn't matter anymore. And on a dark summer night, they shine like torches. Southern porches. All the years of idle evening talk have crept into their floors and walls, and oh, the stories they could tell. They know the sound of snapping beans, roller skates and guitar strings, box fans rattling on the windowsill. To the one who's been away too long, their steps are open arms. And they've always been a place where young lovers exchange hearts. Their shelter from the rain and the August sun that scorches old southern porches. And if you've never known one, I'm so sorry. But they're some of my very favorite memories. Their views are framed by gingerbread, white columns and iron rails. Life looks like a movie passing by. If you find one, let it rest you. Sit back and let it bless you. I guarantee it's gonna ease your weary mind. Times are changing fast now and everything's a race. The world is full of trouble and nowhere is really safe. But I always find a harbor and a comfort in the voices of old southern porches. Yes, I always find a harbor and a comfort in the voices of old southern porches.
This old porch is just a big old red and white herping bull standing under a mesquite tree. And I would do so Texas, he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. He's sweating and a panting, cause work is never done. Oh no, he got them cows and that red top cane. This old porch, just a steaming, greasy plate of enchiladas with lots of cheese and onions, a guacamole salad. You can get them at the LaSalle Hotel in old downtown with iced tea and a waitress who'll smile every time. Yes, she will. I left a quarter tip on my $10 bill. This old porch is a palace walking on a main street in Texas. It ain't never seen or heard the day. A GNR and X's with that 62 poster. It's almost faded down and a screen without a picture since Giant came to town. Oh no, I love them junior mints and them red-eyed strays I do. My name is Robert Earl Keen, Jr. Yes, sir. I'd like to welcome y'all here to the Sons of Herman Hall. We're having a big time tonight. I wrote this song here, the Front Porch Song, with my friend Lyle Lovett back some years ago. Yeah. We lived in College Station, Texas. Woo! That's right. We was Aggies. Oh, no, some non-Aggie fans. We used to sit on this old porch on Church Street, right across from the Presbyterian Church, and play bluegrass and folk music and talk about girls and where we were gonna move to when our parents got our grades. Talk about someday becoming big songwriters. And our conversations were only interrupted by my landlord, Jack Boyette, who was 70 years old at the time. He'd roll up in the heat of the day and roll down his window on his pickup truck just enough to be heard, not enough to let any of the air conditioning escape. Say, Robert Keen, can you come help me for a minute? I'd spend the rest of the day mowing lawns and moving furniture, digging skinny cows out of the mud out there at his old ranch. But we always looked forward to Sunday there on the porch because being across from the Presbyterians, we'd crawl out about 11:30 Sunday morning in our underwear amongst 400 or 500 empty beer cans, strap on a banjo and a guitar, wait for the Presbyterians. We was waiting for them to come out of church so we could sing them a little gospel music, give them something to talk about on their way to Luby's. This old porch is just a weathered, gray-haired 70 years of Texas. He's doing all he can not to give in to the city, and he always takes the rent late, so long as I run his cattle. He picks me up at dinner time. I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazos still runs muddy, like she's run all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind. The cotton's all but gone, and you know this Chevrolet pickup truck? Hell, she was something back in 60. Now there won't nobody listen to him, 'cause they all think he's crazy. This old porch is just a long time waiting and forgetting, remembering the coming back, not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down and the laughter of the curse of luck from all those sons of bitches that said we'd never get back up. This old porch is just a big old red and white Hereford bull standing under a mesquite tree. I know what Dulce just keeps home playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. He's sweating and a panting 'cause his work's never done. Oh no, I known a whole lot of old bulls in my life and their work is never done.
Robert Earl Keen recalling some fond memories of picking and sitting in College Station, Texas, with Front Porch Song, which he co-wrote with Lyle Lovett. You'll find that on Robert Sugarhill release, the Live album. And Dale Ann Bradley swatted first with Old Southern Porches, the majestic title track to her Pine Castle CD. While front porches get most of the press and praise, back porches have their place as well. For starters, it's a great place to sit if you're feeling forlorn, wondering if your man is ever coming home. This is Julie Kerr.
Reaching out for somebody to hold. I'm sitting on the back porch stairs, wondering where my summer's gone. Sitting on the back porch stairs all alone. If I had my one true wish, I would bring my baby home. But I'm sitting on the back porch stairs all alone. It seems shouldn't be that long. Not if we write such a talk on the telephone. Maybe that right pen of yours is bleeding dry. Now all that I can do is sit around and cry. I'm sitting on the back porch stairs, wondering where my summer's gone. Sitting on the back porch stairs all alone. If I had my one true wish, I would bring my baby home. But I'm sitting on the back porch stairs all alone. I'm sitting on the back porch stairs, wondering where my summer's gone. Sitting on the back porch stairs all alone.
Sitting on the front porch with my Bible in my hand, looking up at the mountain I must climb. It's steep, hard journey just to reach the top, but then I'll have victory in my hand. I might fall by the wayside, but then I'll get back up. It's sure to be a struggle to the top. Life is full of hurdles, this I truly know. The mountaintop is where I fill my cup. The valley here is filled with things I don't understand, but these mysteries will not hold me back. I'll follow this roadmap I hold in my hand. It's straightest path to the promised land. pier and I'm looking down below. I see those dark clouds fade away. The sun is shining brightly, busting through these clouds. I know it's gonna be a brighter day. Yes, I know it's gonna be a brighter day.
Marty Glisson, sitting on the front porch, musing on biblical truths, obstacles, and the meaning of life. That's the title track to his project, Sitting on the Front Porch. And Julie Kerr was immediately prior with Back Porch Stairs from her Mornings Like These release. We'll let the Pickin' on Pickers escort us up to and through our next break. This time, they're picking on Tracy Lawrence's If the World Had a Front Porch. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind if the world had a front porch like we did back then. And we'll be examining porch light etiquette, the magic of porch steps, and back porch nudity upon our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still sitting on the porch, but now turning our attention to the porch lights, which, according to Three Quarter North, Annie Mae and God should always be left on.
Grandma lived in West Virginia. in a house not far from the street. When a hungry man came knocking, she would fix him something to eat. Even in the Great Depression, a hobo, a thief, or a con, she'd say, come on in, you're like next of kin. At my house, the light is always on.
Leave the porch light on.
Nowadays my porch light's broken. You know I don't let strangers inside. But the walls we build around us cast their shadows far and wide. Since the world is not as friendly as it was in Grandma's day, there's a lesson to learn.
Song. Just follow the light, you'll soon be in my sight, and God will turn the porch light on. So come on in,
come on in.
It's safe and warm, come on in,
come on in.
Rest from the storm, come on in,
come on in.
There's open arms and the porch light is always on. So come on in,
come on in.
It's safe and warm, come on in,
come on in.
Rest from the storm, come on in,
come on in.
There's open arms and the porch light is always on. So come on in,
come on in.
It's safe and warm, come on in,
come on in.
Rest from the storm, come on in,
come on in.
There's open arms and the porch light is always on. So come on in,
come on in.
It's safe and warm, come on in,
come on in.
Rest from the storm, come on in,
come on in.
There's open arms and the porch light is always on.
Annie Mae in Three Quarter North underscoring the importance of keeping the porch light burning. If Grandma, Mama, and God do it, then you should too. Annie Mae sang The Porch Light Is Always On from her Only a Memory Away release, and Three Quarter North went first with Leave the Porch Light On, as found on their North by Northeast outing. You're hearing about the magic of bluegrassland porches thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where The Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs parked at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. And now for the question you all have been clamoring to have answered, to wit, is anything better than getting buck naked on the back porch? Here's Second Nature with the answer to that question, along with a few others.
Well, I was naked on the back porch, picking my guitar, trying to cover up my appendix scar. Well, the neighbors can't see me, but the garbage man might have. It was Wednesday morning instead of Saturday night. Naked on the back porch, everybody sing. Naked on the back porch, doing my thing. Don't you go preaching me wrong from right, cause it's a naked on the back porch Saturday night.
Dave, your turn.
Well, I was naked in the country, swimming in the lake, paying no attention to the chances I take. Ah, oh, but skinny dipping never begins to compare to being naked on the back porch in my easy chair. Naked on the back porch, everybody sing. Naked on the back porch, doing my thing. Don't you go preaching me wrong from right, cause it's a naked on the back porch Saturday night. Well, I was naked on the rooftop, soaking up some sun, and never thought that I would ever bother me. But the high-rise tenants, they thought it was a crime. I'm naked on the back porch one more time. Naked on the back porch, everybody sing. Naked on the back porch, doing my thing. Don't you go preaching me wrong from right, cause it's a naked on the back porch Saturday night.
Now this song originally had three verses, but like the perfect country song that David Allan Coe sang one about one time, he had to have that fourth verse. And we threw it in here for all the wildlife lovers and hunters in the audience, because we hadn't said anything about deer or hunters or game wardens. So here we go.
Well, I was naked in my tree stand, trying to kill a deer. Hope the game warden doesn't see me up here. Don't need no ammunition when I'm hunting undressed. Just give them a peek and I can scare them to death. Naked on the back porch, everybody sing. Naked on the back porch, doing my thing. Don't you go preaching me wrong from right, cause it's a naked on the back porch Saturday night. Everybody!
Yeah!
Naked on the back porch, everybody sing. Naked on the back porch, doing my thing. Don't you go preaching me
wrong from right, cause it's a naked on the back porch Saturday night.
Thank you.
My little white frame home, there was mortar and stone, a place our shoes wore smoothly to a shine, where the sycamore shade the porch when the summer sun would scorch. Oh, how we loved to sit there and pass away the time. Well, my memories go back far from those steps we watched the cars and a 53 wasn't so old way back then. Across the highway were the rails and a lonesome phrase would wear, with wondering eyes we'd watch and try to guess where they had been. There was a little piece of magic on Highway 29, a place where friends and family would always go to find some friendly conversation or just to pass the time. There was no place like our porch steps on Highway 29. It was there in 63 that love first called on me. Through the sycamore leaves we'd count the stars above. And that winter Grandpa slipped on the steps and broke his hip. There were hard times, there were good times, those old times that we loved. Well, we moved in 64 and the freights, they run no more. The city's grown around our vacant lot, but in a field overgrown lies a marker of stone, a lonely set of porch steps in the shade of a sycamore. In a memory, there's still magic on Highway 29, a place where friends and family would always go to find some friendly conversation or just to pass the time. There was no place like our porch steps on Highway 29.
The Andy Owens Project, homing in on Porch Steps. That was Porch Steps on Highway 29, as performed on the band's Kerosene Circuit Endeavor. And Second Nature went just before with Naked on the Back Porch, which you'll find on their first adventure release. Well, that's just about going to do it for our tribute to the great American porch. Some sociologists argue that the demise of Western culture can be traced to the disappearance of the front porch in new housing in favor of private backyard decks and the like. And I don't think they're half wrong. The only problem with porches is sometimes they need to be swept. But even that's a pleasure if you do it in time with tunes like Cleaning Off the Porch. This is Larry Cordell and Lonesome Standard Time from their Songs from the Workbench CD. Thank you. And on that high, happy, stop and set a spell. Lemonade, iced tea, Coca-Cola. Did you hear about? Do tell. You don't say. My, how the time flies. Y'all come back now. You hear? Kinda note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, school's out for summer. That always signals a boatload of new releases as groups ready products for sale during festival season. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll have tasty, just off the presses, hot, hard, and driving releases from New Blue, Southern Raised, Iron Horse, and the Kruger Brothers on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.